The Radio Wedding, Part 9, The Kissing Quota. Their filming schedule returned to normal, and the boys were back on set, emoting for the cameras, shooting prop guns, and goofing off between, and sometimes during, takes. Jensen was in the swing of being back in Dean's skin again, all weary sighs and eye rolls and heavy-set shoulders amidst the exhaustion of the apocalypse. He was riding Dean's anger and disappointment in himself like a pro, giving Jared something tangible to work off of, as he always did, which wrapped their scenes that much faster and had the director of the week ordering setups for different shoots, wanting to take full advantage of the zone Jared and Jensen seemed to be in. During a dialogue-driven scene between the brothers, where Jensen was tearing himself open with Dean's self-resentment, Jared broke character for a second, reaching out a hand to touch Jensen's arm to keep his head in the scene while he went into his own lines. Jensen rubbed a hand over his face, Dean's frustration in every move, letting his eyes mist over as he gazed at Jared before they brought the scene to a close, getting praise from the director who announced the scene wrapped and up for print. Jared remembered a conversation he and Jensen had during last season after filming a particularly emotional scene. Jensen had managed to deliver all of his lines while literally holding sobs at bay, showing just how broken Dean had become, and as soon as the director had called cut, Jensen shot off down the road, letting the emotions he had tapped into completely take him over. Jared gave him a head start to calm himself down before loyally trailing after him. When he reached him, he slid an arm around his shoulders. "Great scene, man," Jared had said, softly and kindly, as he gazed down at Jensen's profile. Jensen had been flushed red in the face, eyes bloodshot, lashes wet and chin quivering, brushing the tears from his cheeks as he fought to keep a grip on himself, and Jared had pulled him in against his chest, unable to stand there without doing so. He'd also gotten straight to what he was good at, what he knew Jensen appreciated, and joked that he'd need a bigger sleeve if he was to let Jensen use it to wipe his nose on. Jensen had laughed weakly and finally leaned into him, sniffling as he rested the side of his face against Jared's collar. When he had pulled away, wiping the tears from his face, he turned to Jared and shook his head.
"Damn near ruined that scene."
"Dude, you nailed it," Jared protested, his hand on Jensen's shoulder. "Won't nobody get a better take than that?" Jensen had blinked up at him.
"If I ever get carried away like that again, start getting lost in the scene, you pull me out, okay?"
Jared had nodded. "Promise." Back in the present, as Jared watched Jensen carefully while the crew set up for a different hotel room scene, Jensen turned to flash him a small, thankful smile, confirming to Jared that he'd done the right thing. It was the same deal every day now that they were back into their usual work routine, their normal mornings giving way to work, and then going home at the end of the night for a few hours' sleep before doing it all again. They were back to affectionately ribbing each other, eating lunch together, or playing basketball and street hockey with the crew to keep themselves entertained between setups, just like normal. Everything was perfectly normal, which shouldn't have been a bad thing, except nothing had exactly progressed from their kiss, which had happened over 2 weeks ago. Jared felt that progressing down that line was something they should be doing, so when he had a moment alone, he'd boot up his laptop and search the internet for websites that dealt with marriage tips and couples therapy. One day, while on break in his trailer, he found a list of ways in which they could inject some good quality affection into their marriage and made a mental note of what he'd need in order to do it. That afternoon, after receiving the all-clear to head home for a few hours' rest before the beginning of their, thankfully only, night shoot that week, Cliff drove the boys home. As soon as they'd waved him goodbye and stepped inside the house, Jared grabbed Jensen's car keys and vaguely told him he'd be back soon. Jensen followed him out onto the front steps.
"What do you mean you'll be back soon?
Where are you going?
Just to the store, Jared replied, opening the Land Rover's driver's side door. Got something I need to pick up.
Well, hang on. I'll come with you,
Jensen offered, gesturing absently back into the house.
No, it's cool. I won't be long,
Jared said, climbing into the vehicle and closing the door behind him. He pushed the button for the electronic windows and wound them down as Jensen came to stand beside him. Seeing the confusion on Jensen's face, Jared laughed.
Don't look so worried. It's a surprise.
Jensen brightened.
Surprise?
Jared turned the key, the Rover roaring to life before he put it in reverse and winked at him, accelerating out of the driveway. Jensen watched him go, his hands on his hips.
We need milk.
When Jared returned, trying to hide his purchase behind his back as he cautiously watched for signs of his husband, he heard the telltale signs of the upstairs shower running and stealthily went to investigate. Upon entering the bedroom and still seeing no sign of Jensen about, he stepped over the slightly ajar ensuite door and called through the steam coming from inside.
Gents?
Yeah?
I'm back, Jared said.
Did you get milk?
Yes, I got milk.
Kay, I'll be down soon. Can you make me some coffee?
Sure thing, Jared said. What do you want for dinner?
Let's skip it. Craft Service is making Kathy's special pudding tonight. Figured we could load up on that,
Jensen called out.
Jared moaned happily.
Oh, yum! Can't wait. See you downstairs.
Yup.
Jared tore out of the room, sliding down the banister on his butt before landing with a big thud and walking into the kitchen. There he ripped the large taped plastic bag open and pulled out what he'd traveled halfway across town for, a medium-sized whiteboard. He got to work mounting it on the wall and pulled out the whiteboard markers he'd also purchased in an array of colors and fit them into the pen slots down the side before he stood back and gazed upon it, a satisfied sigh passing through his smile. He busied himself making coffee, all the while excitedly fidgeting as he waited for Jensen to join him. When Jensen entered the kitchen, Jared grinned and slid a mug of coffee across the kitchen island counter toward him. Jensen, for all intents and purposes, looked a little freaked at the crazy, lopsided smile on Jared's face, even staring down into his mug to see if there was anything abnormal in his coffee before he glanced back at his husband.
What did you do?
Jared scoffed and shook his head, dismissing the coffee with a wave of his hand before he held his arms out in the direction of the whiteboard.
Ta-da!
Jensen cocked an eyebrow at the new kitchen addition.
Got a whiteboard.
Yes, Jared exclaimed excitedly. But it's not just a whiteboard. It's what the whiteboard can do for us. Jensen looked back to Jared.
Which is?
I've been looking up websites on marital activities, like games we can play, sort of. I got the idea off a site that deals with marriages that are, well, frankly going downhill, but that's irrelevant, Jared replied, shooting a glance back at the whiteboard. This board, when set up, will act as a quota guideline. We'll divide the board in half, one side for you and one for me, and we'll draw a grid with a select number of squares on it. The aim of the game is to fill in those squares every day.
How do we do that?
Jared turned to Jensen and smiled. We kiss. Jensen's eyebrows jumped in surprise.
We what now?
I was trying to decide whether it should be kissing and hugging, but I figured hugs come with kisses, so,
Jared stopped when he saw Jensen's face.
Yeah. So what do you think?
Jensen gaped at the whiteboard.
I think you've officially gone nuts.
Jared frowned.
How so?
All this for what? A kiss?
Jensen said, his eyes moving back to stare at his husband.
If you wanted a kiss, all you had to do was ask, Jared.
That's the thing. I don't want to have to ask, Jared replied, tapping his fingertips to the whiteboard.
This acts as a rule book. It takes our choices away, makes it something non-negotiable, until we're comfortable doing it ourselves.
The fact that we even need to get comfortable with it should be our first problem.
How else are we supposed to do it? We can't laugh like embarrassed teen girls every time we kiss, Jared said, throwing his hands up in exasperation.
He watched as Jensen's eyes roamed over the whiteboard again, and a weight in his chest sank.
You don't like it.
No, it's not that, Jensen said. Actually, makes sense when you explain it that way. But why a whiteboard? Aren't we allowed to count in our heads or something?
The whiteboard makes it an official game. You can't argue with the whiteboard, Jared said, shrugging.
And whiteboards are fun.
Jensen shook his head amusedly at him and sighed.
All right, then. When does this all start?
Tomorrow, Jared replied with a nod.
Okay, Jensen said, eyeing the lime green whiteboard marker. Can we set it up now?
Jared grinned.
Of course.
When the boys returned home the next day, exhausted but wide awake after a long night shoot in Vancouver's cold, drizzly weather, Jensen peeled his jacket from his body and kicked his boots off, heading to the kitchen for a glass of water. Jared followed him, taking Jensen's glass when he was done and refilling it for himself.
I'm gonna try to get some sleep,
Jensen muttered, scrubbing a hand over his eyes.
I hate night shoots.
I know, Jared said, rubbing a hand over Jensen's shoulder sympathetically as he guzzled his water and placed the glass in the sink.
Come on, if we're lucky, we'll manage 5 hours before we have to be back at it again.
Jensen trudged out of the room and up the stairs, and Jared paused by the whiteboard, seeing the black grid lines and the little drawing of a Yeti Jensen had penned beside Jared's name. They had decided on 3 squares each to begin with, until they were comfortable with the game, and they stood black against the shiny white of the board, ready to be used. Jared grabbed a marker, magenta in color, and filled in one of his squares before putting it back in its slot and leaving the room to join Jensen. When he arrived upstairs, Jensen had pulled off his jeans and overshirt and was crawling into bed, pulling the covers over him and settling into the pillows and blankets with a tired sigh. Jared tugged his hoodie off over his head as he rounded the room to his side of the bed and unbuckled his belt, letting his jeans fall from his hips and kicking them aside before he, too, climbed in. Jensen was snuggled, blankets gathered around his jaw, and his eyes were closed against the daylight trying to flood through the curtains. Jared settled in close to him, their bent knees touching beneath the sheets, and he flicked a spike of Jensen's hair with a finger.
I filled up one of my squares, Jared said, rubbing his fingertip lightly along the edge of Jensen's ear.
Jensen cracked his eyes open to peer at him through heavy lids. Jared remained where he was, staring at him quietly for several moments until Jensen moved the blankets away from his mouth. When he did, Jared leaned in and pressed his lips to Jensen's, feeling his warm, calm, deep breaths fan over his cheek. When he moved away, Jensen cozied up in blankets again and closed his eyes.
Go to sleep, gents, Jared murmured, softly stroking the pad of his finger down the bridge of Jensen's nose.
Jensen hummed, already well on his way. The next day, Jensen was hanging out in his trailer, reading over rewrites for his afternoon scenes, while Jared was off on one of the sound stages filming with Jim Beaver. He sat quietly at the kitchenette counter, sipping from a bottle of water, eyes skimming over the adjustments highlighted by fluorescent blue marker for his lines and fluorescent pink for Jared's, when there was a knock on his door.
Rebecca, his aunt's set assistant, was standing on his front steps, cup of steaming coffee in one hand and her ever-present notebook in the other. Jensen beamed.
Hey, Beck.
Hi, Jensen, she said, handing him the coffee and smiling at him like she had learned something that was going to bother him. Change of schedule, I'm afraid. Jensen nodded, waving her inside.
Hit me.
You'll be filming your Act 3 Dean and Castiel scenes in an hour, so I need you in makeup, like, right now. Your afternoon scenes with Jared have been moved to tomorrow, and instead you'll be on Soundstage 5 doing your half of the stunt shooting, Rebecca said, reading from the notes in her book and glancing up at him tentatively. Jared's in the medic trailer as we speak. Jensen blanched, feeling his heart skip a beat.
What?
Rebecca shook her head. Nothing serious, just had a fall and twisted his ankle. He's being sent home for the day.
Oh, God,
Jensen mumbled to himself, rubbing a hand over his chest, as if to ease the panic that had risen there only seconds before. Rebecca raised an eyebrow. I don't know the full story, but he may have brought it on himself.
Right.
Jensen rolled his eyes skyward.
Yeah, okay. I'll go see him, and then I'll head straight to makeup.
At least we can count on one of you, Rebecca said, her lips quirking at the corners as she turned for the door. Tell him I hope he feels better soon.
Thanks, sweetheart,
Jensen said as he grabbed his jacket and followed her out. When Jensen arrived at the medical trailer, Jared was lying back on the bed, hands resting on his chest while Bert, one of the two on-set medics, who both of the boys had dealt with numerous times throughout the series, tightly strapped Jared's right foot with a bandage. Jared turned his head towards the door when Jensen stepped inside and smiled sheepishly at his husband.
Hey.
Jensen moved closer and braced his hands on the bars of the bed, his eyes giving him the once-over in case Rebecca had misinformed him of his injuries.
What did you do?
Tripped over a cable and twisted my ankle, Jared said, wincing when Bert tugged a little too hard on the bandage.
Why didn't you call me?
Jensen asked. Jared moved his head back, gazing up at Jensen calmly.
I didn't want you to worry. I'm worried anyway,
Jensen replied, turning his attention to the man strapping Jared's foot.
What's the verdict, Bert?
The foot will live, Bert replied amusedly, looking up from under his bushy gray eyebrows.
Just needs elevation, some ice for the swelling, and rest. He'll be back to causing trouble in no time.
Jared grinned, then threw him a thumbs up.
Thanks, Bert. Don't put any weight on it until morning, then see how it goes. Apart from that, you're good to go.
The medic patted Jared's shin and got up from his seat.
Need any help getting him to his trailer? Nah, I've got him,
Jensen replied as Jared swung his legs off the bed, tugging Jared's arm around his shoulders and hefting him to his feet.
Thanks, Bert.
No problem,
Bert answered with a salute of his hand.
Come back tomorrow and I'll restrap it before you go back to work.
You're the man, Bert,
Jared called over his shoulder as they stepped out of the trailer. Jared changed out of his Sam clothes and into his gray t-shirt, black track pants, and his navy Abercrombie and Fitch hooded sweatshirt. Jensen threw Jared's things into his bag, including his right shoe that he wouldn't be wearing, and let Cliff in when he arrived. Cliff and Jensen helped Jared into the SUV, of which Cliff had thoughtfully parked right outside the trailer door. Jensen strapped Jared's seatbelt for him and threw his bag into the back seat.
Now you heard Bert. No parties, no dancing around. Melanie's dropping the dogs home in an hour, so no chasing them through the house,
Jensen said, leaning into the car.
I want you to set yourself up in front of the TV and elevate your ankle. I know you'll be bored, but can you just sit still and rest for the next 6 hours? I'll be home as soon as possible.
Jared nodded.
Sure.
Make sure he does it, Jensen said, looking pointedly over at Cliff in the driver's seat. Cliff smiled.
I can do that.
Jensen turned back to Jared.
If you get bored or you need me to bring home anything...
I'll be fine, Jared replied, smirking at him.
Jensen narrowed his eyes. Text me.
Yes, sir. Jensen sighed, trying to roll the tension out of his shoulders.
You gonna be okay?
I'll be fine, gents, Jared said, smiling softly.
Jensen nodded, more to himself than anything, and quickly glanced over at Cliff, who was busy fiddling with his cell phone, before leaning in and gently pecking Jared on the lips.
See you at home.
Bye, Jared grinned, his eyes dancing at Jensen before Cliff pocketed his phone and drove them away.
When Cliff dropped Jensen home later that night, the house was dark and eerily quiet. He stomped down the unease he felt at not having the dogs come to investigate who had arrived, and shrugged his jacket off, switching the bag of food containers he'd brought home between his hands as he did. With his jacket on its hook and his boots kicked against the wall, Jensen headed upstairs. He immediately felt better upon seeing the light coming from the bedroom and hearing the faint sounds of a man and woman arguing from the television set, and he stepped into the room to see Jared propped up against the headboard of their bed with pillows, his foot sitting up on a couple of couch cushions with a cold pack on his ankle, and Harley and Sadie lying on either side of him. Harley's head on Jared's thigh and Sadie's resting against his side. It was kind of picture perfect. Jensen's heart throbbed in his chest as he approached them, reaching out to stroke a hand along Harley's back.
Ah.
Jared followed him with his eyes and smiled.
Thank God you're home. I'm so bored. I think one of those miniature wall hoops and a never-ending supply of basketballs would have helped a great deal. We should get one of those for the next time I hurt myself.
There won't be a next time, Jensen replied with a glare. Jared shook his head.
Afraid I'll have to correct you there. You know me. I'm like John McClane. I'm dangerous.
You're an idiot, is what you are, Jensen replied. I didn't even need to ask. Shannon told me you chased her through set and tripped on one of the cables after Freddy told you to stop. Jared folded his arms over his ribs and glanced over at the window, defeated.
That bitch.
Jensen stepped forward, nodding towards him.
You're an idiot.
Jared threw a petulant glare up at him.
Well, she started it.
Yeah, sure she did.
She threw gummies at me. Gummies aren't for throwing.
Jensen smirked.
Says the king of gummy wars.
Jared's eyes dropped to the plastic bag in Jensen's hand, and his bottom lip protruded in a pout.
Are you going to feed me or what?
They been fed yet? Jensen asked, nodding down at the dogs while he scratched Harley behind the ears. Jared shook his head as he ran a finger lovingly along Sadie's snout.
They didn't want to leave me.
Okay, I'll get them fed and outside, and then we can have dinner, Jensen said, placing the plastic bag of Kraft Services food on the bed. Karen and Lorraine heard what happened and took pity on us.
I love Karen and Lorraine, Jared moaned, making a grab for the food.
Need anything?
Just some company, Jared replied as he smiled warmly up at him.
Maybe some water? Can you grab the other cold pack from the freezer for me? This one's warm. And the whiteboard. I have two more kisses to give you, and I want to fill my squares in.
Okay, I'll be back, Jensen said, chuckling at Jared as he lifted the cold pack from his ankle and carried it to the doorway, whistling for the dogs.
Come on, kids, grub time.
Harley huffed noisily and leapt from the bed,
nails scratching along the wooden floor as he quickly scampered out of the room, simply excited at the idea of Jensen needing him for something. And Jensen shook his head, cringing at the noise of something crashing downstairs, before he glanced back at the bed. Sadie remained where she was, staring up at Jared like a watchful parent.
"Come on, girl, he'll be fine," Jensen said, patting his thigh to signal her.
"Go on," Jared cooed, patting Sadie on the bum before she finally dropped from the bed and walked over to Jensen.
"Oh, one more thing," Jared said when Sadie had left the room, snapping his fingers at Jensen and grinning.
"Kiss?" Jensen sighed, striding back over after a sufferable pause, and leaned in, pressing clenched fists to the mattress and brushing his mouth over Jared's. When their lips came apart, the depth in Jensen's voice reverberated in Jared's ears.
"I'll be back in a bit."
Jared nodded, watching Jensen's back as he turned to leave, breaking into a grin even as the apples of his cheeks blossomed pink.
"Yeah, okay. Hurry, though. I'm hungry."
Once the dogs were fed and out in the backyard, Jensen moved around the house and locked up, turning lights off as he went. He fit the whiteboard under his arm, filled his pants pockets with a couple of knives, forks, and their chosen whiteboard markers, magenta for Jared and lime green for himself, before he grabbed a couple bottles of water and a new cold pack and climbed the stairs for the night. When he arrived back in the bedroom, Jared was plucking broccoli out of one of the food containers and dropping it into his mouth. Jensen dropped everything onto the bed and slapped at Jared's hand.
"I know your mama, and I know she taught you better," he drawled.
Jared grabbed a fork from Jensen's pocket and stabbed a piece of cauliflower, shoving it into his mouth and glancing up at Jensen for approval. Jensen smirked, moving to sit down beside him.
"Better?"
He pulled the markers and the rest of the cutlery from his pockets and began eating from a container of shepherd's pie. He grabbed his green whiteboard marker and filled in his first quota square as he chewed, remembering the peck he'd given Jared on set. When he'd swallowed his mouthful, he filled in his second square for the kiss he'd given Jared only moments before. Jared watched him, one eye squinted suspiciously before he spoke through a mouthful of steamed carrot.
"Nuh-uh, that kiss was mine."
"The hell it was! You asked for it," Jensen protested, waving his fork in the air.
"Whiteboard rule states that if you ask for it, you forfeit it. Hence, the kiss was mine."
"Nuh-uh."
"Yuh-huh."
"Nuh-uh."
"Yuh-huh."
Jared burst in frustration.
"The whiteboard is mine. I made the rules."
"Exactly. You made the rules," Jensen grinned, lowering his voice into what sounded like a heavenly command.
"Now abide by them."
Jared shoved him. "Fine. If I wasn't crippled, I would deck you right now."
"Good luck, Gimpy. I have the reflexes of a ninja,"
Jensen replied, smirking down at his food container as he forked another mouthful of shepherd's pie into his mouth and swallowed. Jared reached out with one hand, clamped Jensen's food container shut, and snatched it away in a simple, fast movement. Jensen's mouth fell open, his indignant protest quickly cut short when Jared latched the same hand behind Jensen's neck and yanked him forward until their mouths were pressed tight together. Jensen pushed his palms flat against Jared's chest, trying to curb the desire to slam them into Jared's face, even as Jared inhaled the smell of him deep into his lungs. He pressed forward, urging Jensen's head back, and his hands moved to grip the back of Jensen's arms, pulling him closer. When Jared opened his mouth over Jensen's lips, Jensen desperately sucked in as much air as he could get while Jared nudged his forehead with his own.
"Call it even,"
Jared breathed,
long and heavy.
Now pass me the chicken.
Not fair, Jensen replied, gulping on air as he stared at Jared's mouth.
You treat me like a slave.
Jared smoothed his hands over Jensen's shoulders and down his arms, his palms warming against the soft cotton of his t-shirt.
Hey, injured here. I'm allowed.
Jensen grabbed the container of chicken and dropped it into Jared's lap, causing the other man to nearly leap out of his skin at having a heavy container of hot food dumped near his groin. Jensen shoved at him, separating them and effectively breaking the somewhat intimate spell hanging in the air.
There, eat your damn chicken.
Jared grabbed up his whiteboard marker and slid the whiteboard closer across the bed. First things first. When Jared was on the verge of falling asleep, Jensen rearranged the bed so he could lie down properly. He decreased the amount of couch cushions elevating Jared's foot to just the one and moved the remainder of their dinner and the whiteboard off the bed. Jared gazed contentedly up at his husband, blinking slowly with half-lidded eyes as Jensen worked over him to ensure he was completely comfortable, carefully sliding his jeans down over his ankles and tossing them aside before tucking him in and gently plumping the feather pillows beneath his head.
Seriously, though,
Jared mumbled sleepily, reaching a hand up to grip at Jensen's shirt collar.
Thanks for looking after me, gents.
Jensen smiled.
I always do.
Jared smiled softly back, the specks of hazel in his eyes glittering despite his sleepiness.
Yeah, you do.
Somebody's got to,
Jensen replied, folding the edge of the bedsheet down over the top of the blankets and smoothing the blankets over Jared's torso absent-mindedly. Jared reached up with his other hand.
Come here.
Jared wound his arms around Jensen's shoulders and gathered him close against his chest, lifting his head up to kiss him. Jensen gently pressed him back into the pillow, fitting a hand below the curve of Jared's jaw and resting the other over his heart between them before closing his lips over Jared's. Jared relaxed beneath him, comfortable and warm all over, lazily moving his mouth against Jensen's and groaning lowly and tiredly in the back of his throat when Jensen pulled away. Peeling his eyes open, Jared blinked blearily up at him.
Whiteboard?
Jensen rolled his eyes.
You're falling asleep as we speak. It can wait till tomorrow.
Jared shook his head.
Can't. Tomorrow means new squares. I gotta fill 'em in.
Jensen sighed and leaned over to lift the whiteboard up from its place against the bedside cabinet, as well as Jared's magenta marker, and held the board up for Jared to color in his final square of the day. When Jared was done, Jensen plucked the marker from his hand, placing the whiteboard back where it had been, and moving to his side of the bed, switching the television off as he went. There he undressed and slid beneath the covers, shifting around until he was comfortable. Jared was fast asleep, breathing slow and deep by the time Jensen had situated himself. Knowing he had one square left for the day, Jensen rose up on an elbow over his husband and moved in, pausing mere inches away at the uneasy feeling of kissing Jared without his consent. Deciding it could wait until morning, he gently ran the crook of a knuckle along Jared's cheekbone, about to move away when Jared turned into him, the tip of his nose brushing Jensen's and his quiet sigh fanning over Jensen's mouth.
Could, would, should went out the window as he gazed over Jared's peaceful face, and he figured, hey, they're married,
and closed the small gap between them to kiss his husband's lips. When he pulled away, he brushed aside the hair lying over Jared's forehead with a finger and settled back against the bed, falling asleep with Jared's hand clutched loosely in the front of his shirt.
The next day, their little arrangement continued without fail. 3 kisses each. Jared kicked it off early as he sat at the kitchen island bench, shoveling big spoonfuls of cereal into his mouth and chomping away loudly, while Jensen sliced a banana over his bowl, shaking his head at his husband because apparently Jared was too hungry to wait for Jensen to finish. When Jensen muttered something about marrying a child, Jared rose up from his stool and leaned hazardously over the bench to press his closed mouth against Jensen's. Jensen shoved him away before Jared could spit his breakfast across his face, and Jared laughed, bits of muesli flying past his teeth as he filled in his first square of the day. Jensen followed it up, startling Jared with a kiss to the back of his neck while he dressed, causing Jared to turn on him so fast he nearly lost his footing. Jensen caught him and pulled him in, sliding his arms around Jared's warm, naked torso and kissing him dirty and openly, and Jared tensed through his shoulders at the feel of Jensen's tongue wetting his bottom lip, so quick he thought he'd imagined it. Jared sank onto the bed as Jensen left the room, his knees unable to hold him up any longer. Jared seemed out of it for the majority of the day, and Jensen felt maybe he had gone a little far, that maybe there was a rule about kissing your half-naked husband somewhere that they hadn't discussed yet, and leaned over to whisper, "Hey, you okay?" in his ear while they sat in their set chairs, waiting for the lighting guys to finish setting up. Jared smiled and told Jensen his ankle was being a pain, and Jensen nearly slapped a palm to his forehead because, of course, Jared's ankle was sore. He'd been braving it out all day, working his scenes, walking through his limp like it didn't exist, and Jensen felt like a terrible husband. So he put an arm around Jared's shoulder and squeezed him, telling him the day was almost over and that he would carry him everywhere from then on. Jared laughed, his spirits brightened, and buried his nose in Dean's faded military green jacket, breathing in the smell of Jensen through the closet musk of his costume until they were called up. Later, when they were home, Jensen scrubbed out Harley and Sadie's food and water bowls in the kitchen sink, and he nearly jumped out of his skin when the heat from Jared's body closed in along his back, pressing him forward against the bench while his head was jerked to the side by forceful, yet gently cradling hands. Jared took full advantage of the fact that Jensen's mouth had popped open and latched his lips over it, licking his way inside as he held Jensen's head at the angle he wanted. Jensen struggled in his grip, unable to move away and yet so surprised by Jared's tongue in his mouth that he couldn't help but try. It was the pad of Jared's thumb stroking along a vein in Jensen's neck that calmed him enough to concentrate on what was happening. And he let the sensation of Jared's tongue light up his nerve endings as it slowly teased along his own. Nipping at Jensen's top lip, Jared tapped one of his fingers against the side of Jensen's neck and moved away, uncapping his whiteboard marker with his teeth and coloring his second square in before recapping it, placing it back into its slot and swaggering through into the living room, whistling as he went. Jensen breathed quietly to himself, his hands soaking in the sink water and his eyes locked on the floor tiles where Jared's feet had last been. It was while they were eating dinner, watching a Friends rerun, that Jensen got Jared back. Jared was riveted. It was the episode that Chandler spent inside the wooden packing box, attempting to prove to Joey how much his friendship meant. And Jared was grinning in anticipation of the "living in a box" line, his favorite, where Monica would verbalize everyone's faults in one breath. Jensen knew this and watched his expression waver between anticipation and excitement, waiting secretly for his cue. Jared inhaled, as if he were ready to recite the line, and Jensen sprang at him, smothering Jared's startled yelp with his lips. Jared worked to push him off, tightening his hands over Jensen's biceps, and Jensen felt Jared's protesting hum vibrating at the back of his throat. He wrapped his arms tightly around Jared's neck and kissed him until the line was over, eventually letting Jared push him off, with a smirk and the beginnings of a laugh tickling his tonsils. Jared panted, stunned, and slightly annoyed.
You.
Jensen rose from the couch and went to the whiteboard, purposefully snatching his marker and filling in his second square.
Payback's a bitch.
You. Jared's expression turned to a full-blown glare.
You.
Jensen threw him a careless glance, whistling to himself as he turned and left the room. Later that night, Jared found Jensen sitting outside on the deck, illuminated in the dark by the fairy lights Jared had hung along the trellis a week ago, and leaned against the frame of the back door, simply watching him. He heard Jensen talking softly, realized he had his cell phone pressed to his ear, and listened for any signs as to who it might be. It puzzled him, seeing Jensen so resigned after the good day they'd had, and he heard Jensen softly sighing, his expression, from what he could see, worried and thoughtful.
You haven't had any problems? He heard Jensen ask the caller. That's good. You've been taking it easy? What did the doctor say?
Jared realized, with his heart pulsing in his chest, that Jensen was speaking to his father. He recognized bits and pieces of the Jensen he had dealt with only a month back, upon hearing Jensen's father had suffered a heart attack, and saw glimpses of the same scared little boy he had become, frightened of losing his dad.
You're still doing that?
Jensen asked, his voice rising slightly.
And what does Mom think? You're getting too old to run marathons, Pop.
I know that, but how about you stop? Can you stop? You'll land yourself in the hospital again.
Jared looked on sadly, watching Jensen become more upset as the conversation went on.
I don't care. It was your training that put you there in the first place.
Dad, please, please,
Jensen begged, making a suspicious sniffling noise.
Just no more, okay?
Jensen stood up from his seat and wandered restlessly back and forth across the deck, a hand holding his phone to his ear, while the other pinched at the bridge of his nose. His shoulders moved with the deep breaths he took, and Jared slowly made his way over, deciding he couldn't handle seeing Jensen this way any longer without doing something about it. He heard Jensen sigh heavily, tight with emotion, as he approached, but his voice was softer, sadder.
I am upset. I don't want another phone call from Mom saying you've had a heart attack. What if it happened again and I didn't get to see you in time?
Jared had the sudden horrible feeling that maybe he was intruding, and was a second from turning back when Jensen looked up and pinned him with his vulnerable, wide-eyed stare. Seeing the glisten of tears lining Jensen's lids and making up his mind, Jared stepped forward, Jensen following his every move as he listened to Alan talk through the phone. Jared moved in, and Jensen leaned his head back, not away but enough to keep his eyes on Jared's. And Jared pressed his mouth down over Jensen's, firm and unyielding, closing his eyes only after Jensen's had slid shut. He cradled a hand around Jensen's jaw, gently holding him in place, and he could vaguely hear Alan speaking through the earpiece about conforming to his son's wishes before Jared pulled away from him. Jensen's eyes slowly opened, his lips parted and slightly puffy from the kiss. His father still talking away into his ear. Jared tenderly kissed the tip of Jensen's nose, and he pressed in close, their foreheads touching, then released him entirely and retreated, glancing over his shoulder at his husband before he completely disappeared into the house, Jensen's gaze remained on him, soft and reverent. His voice was stronger when he answered his father.
Okay, yeah, Jared's great.
Jared was dozing, minutes away from falling asleep, when Jensen finally closed their bedroom door, shucked his clothes, and slid into bed behind him. Jared lay back against him as he snuggled close.
How is he?
Jensen sighed warmly against Jared's neck.
He's good. No more marathons.
That's good news, Jared replied.
Are you okay?
Jensen slid an arm beneath Jared's neck and curled it tight across his collar, breathing into Jared's t-shirt.
I'm good.
Jared turned his head towards Jensen.
Sure?
Yeah, Jensen whispered, kissing the corners of Jared's mouth before kissing him on the lips.
Thanks.
Jared heard the gratitude in Jensen's words, clear as day, and moved to rest his cheek against Jensen's bicep, tucking his hands around the forearm wrapped over his torso. Jensen followed his movement, curling around him and settling his nose in the hair at the nape of Jared's neck. Over the next week, having decided to up the quota by another kiss, Jared and Jensen successfully completed their grids every day. Unfortunately, Jared's behavior slowly began to change, and it became apparent to Jensen that Jared had formed some sort of dependency on the whiteboard. When he kissed Jensen, he immediately darted off to color in a square, which was normal enough. But when Jared had filled in his entire grid within an hour, and then proceeded to spend the rest of the day fidgeting restlessly, Jensen knew something was up. He tested this theory the next day, after Jared had completed his grid before they'd even left for work, by not filling in his squares. To his credit, Jared didn't crack until after Jensen had loaded the dishwasher that night and told him,
"I'm beat. I'm gonna head to bed."
"But you have four squares on the board," Jared blurted out, surprised. Jensen paused on his way out of the room, shrugging.
"I can get 'em tomorrow."
"What?" Jared practically squawked.
"I'm kidding," Jensen replied, lazily looping his arms up around Jared's ribs and kissing him for several long moments.
Jared pressed closer, pawing at him and giving as good as he got. When they parted, Jensen panted into his face.
"That ought to cover it. See you upstairs."
Yeah, Jared mumbled, dazed and breathless. When Jensen was in his wife beater and pajama bottoms, minty fresh from brushing his teeth, and Jared still hadn't come up to join him, he went to investigate. Seeing Jared drawing up tomorrow's grid on the whiteboard, Jensen sighed and trudged back up the stairs, leaving him to it. Their much-needed day off arrived, and Jared pissed away his quota squares, kissing Jensen once every 5 minutes and then tottering off to scribble on the whiteboard. Jensen watched him numbly, unable to comprehend just how Jared's quirky little idea had turned into an addiction of all things, and had to shove Jared away when he came back 5 minutes later, without fail, wheedling for another opportunity to draw on the whiteboard.
"Nuh-uh. You've already filled in your squares for the day. Look," Jensen exclaimed, pointing at the board. "You can't do it again until tomorrow."
Jared, who already had his magenta whiteboard marker in his fist, hastily uncapped his pen and drew another square. Jensen gaped.
"You can't do that."
Jared flinched. "It's my board."
"You are not using me to get your weird whiteboard rocks off."
Jared childishly stomped a foot, which Jensen rose an eyebrow at, and viciously tapped the whiteboard with his finger.
"It's too late now. Look, there's a square. I have to fill it in."
Jensen reached up and wiped the freshly drawn square off with the palm of his hand. Jared gasped,
shocked and loud.
You... no!
Judson crossed his arms over his chest. No more square. Problem solved.
I guess,
Jared replied, relaxing for the briefest moment, before tensing all over again.
You still have squares, though.
Jensen looked over, nodding at his husband.
Oh, so I do. Didn't even see them there.
Jared shifted on his feet, almost like he was about to pee himself.
Can I, if you kiss me, can I fill them in?
But they're my squares to fill in,
Jensen replied, mock seriousness in his tone. Jared looked at him, trembling and fidgeting.
Please, Jensen, please?
Jensen held a hand out for Jared's whiteboard marker.
Hand it over.
Jared's hand jerked away.
No.
Jared.
No, it's my pen. My whiteboard.
Jensen shrugged.
All right, then. Looks like my squares aren't getting filled tonight.
You're not using the board at its full capacity. How is our marriage supposed to last if you don't play the game right?
Jared burst before he spun to face the whiteboard, wiping his side clean with his hands.
Know what? I don't need your squares. Time for tomorrow's squares.
Jensen gave him a mock pitying look.
Leave me alone, Jared mumbled.
This is becoming an illness.
I guess the sickness part of our marriage vows now apply. Deal with it, Jared said, carefully and meticulously drawing his quota grid for the next day. When the process didn't take as long as he hoped, he sighed, glancing anxiously at Jensen's side of the board.
You're really gonna leave it like that?
Jensen nodded.
Yup.
But it won't be a square until it's filled in. It's just an outline,
Jared reasoned, pleading at Jensen with his eyes.
Come on, man, make it a square.
Jensen snorted and left the room, his laughter carrying through the house as he climbed the stairs.
You're just being cruel now.
20 minutes later.
Dude, fucking kiss me and fill in the squares, damn it.
No.
Do it.
No.
I want a divorce.
Fine. The answer's still no.
Ugh.
You know what? Enough,
Jensen replied, striding purposefully over to the whiteboard and ripping it from the wall. Jared gaped, jumping up to stop him.
Hey, what are you?
Jensen walked out through the back door, over to the edge of the deck, and threw the whiteboard as far as he could down the yard.
Wait a minute. What are you doing? That's my whiteboard.
Jensen clapped his hands together, dusting imaginary dirt from them.
It's for the best, Jared.
But...
Jared choked, spotting Harley as he ran over to sniff and claw at the new object on the lawn.
Harley, no!
Don't yell at him for your problem, Jensen snapped, throwing his hands up. We started off so well. We were doing what you wanted.
And then what? You developed some kind of whiteboard complex? Or was it the smell of the markers that got you hooked? The whole thing was pointless. Now I have an addict for a husband.
What are you talking about?
A kissing quota? What the fuck, man? Who thinks that shit up?
Jensen replied. What was the object of this game anyway? To drive me nuts? Jared scuffed his socked foot against the deck.
So we could learn to be more affectionate with each other.
And yet you traded me in for a fucking whiteboard, Jensen spat, only then realizing how seriously pissed he really was, glaring at Jared before he went back inside.
Bang up job, dude. Really.
Later that night, when Jensen came down to start making dinner, he paused on the stairs,
disheartened to see the whiteboard and markers back in their previous place on the wall. He sighed tiredly, trudging down the last steps and into the kitchen. He paused on his way past the whiteboard, not seeing a quota grid, but a partial grocery list down the left side and a to-do list down the right. No squares, no tallies. It was surprising, to say the least, and the relief that trickled its way in was sorely welcome. Upon closer inspection, the to-do list included things like renew dog registrations, buy new vacuum cleaner, and make Jensen like Jared again. Jensen's stomach warmed as he read over the last one, and he was interrupted in his musings when Jared walked in from the back door in his sneakers and track pants, panting, his hairline beaded with sweat, and his naked torso glistening, obviously fresh off the treadmill. Jensen stepped back when he realized Jared was still coming toward him. "What are you? No, chair!" Jared sauntered right up to him and shoved him against the wall, before taking Jensen's head into his hands and kissing him hard. Jensen was hit by the cologne-infused tang of Jared's perspiration. Jared opened his mouth and took Jensen's top lip between his teeth, and then dove in, angling his head with Jensen's and seeking his tongue out, sinking in further against Jensen's body. Jensen relaxed into him, sliding his arms around Jared's neck, and Jared tugged him away from the wall to hug him close, his mouth falling open to desperately suck some air into his lungs before he went back in for more. It was Jensen who yanked himself away, having forgotten how to use his lungs and gasping for breath. Jared's hands played with the back of Jensen's shirt, tugging the hem between his fingers, and Jensen's eyes sank shut as Jared splayed his hands along the warm skin of his lower back. "I don't need a damn whiteboard to kiss you," Jared breathed against his lips, nipping at him again for good measure before moving away, running his hand through his hair as he ascended the stairs for a shower. Jensen glimpsed the state of his faded journey shirt, marred by dark, damp patches of sweat, and yelled after him, "You still suck." In bed that night, while Jensen was reading through a sports magazine, Jared switched the light off in the bathroom and joined him in their bed, crawling over his husband with intent. Jensen cocked an eyebrow at him, eyes shifting from the page and moving his arms out of the way as Jared continued to move in, and then kissed him, sweet and slow. It was strange. Jensen gazed at him, waiting for Jared to bolt out of the room and attack the whiteboard like a dog on crack. But it never came. Instead, Jared maneuvered him around until he was lying diagonally on the bed, and batted the magazine out of his hand and onto the floor, the bedside lamp lighting the tips of Jensen's hair and contrasting against the shadows across his face. Jensen blinked up at him, his voice soft.
"What?"
Jared leaned over him, fit his legs over and between Jensen's knees, and lowered his head until the hair tickled the edges of Jensen's face to kiss him again. Jensen closed his eyes and went with it, their mouths moving in unison, and Jared plucked one of his arms off the bed and wound it around Jensen's neck. Jensen caught on and looped his other arm up, lifting his torso off the bed to press against Jared. Jared slid his arms under him and squeezed him tight, rolling them to their sides. Jared tilted his head, rubbing his tongue against Jensen's in lazy swirls, and ran his hands up the back of Jensen's shirt, splaying his fingers as wide as he could against the warm muscle. As he did this, Jensen curled tight, arching his back beneath Jared's hands, and moaned softly in the back of his throat, breathing hard against Jared's mouth when he did it again. Jared unlatched their lips, staring at Jensen curiously as he took in the panting, shivering man beside him.
"What the hell was that?"
Jared said. Jensen was seemingly reluctant to answer.
You have your erogenous zones, I have mine.
Your back? Jared asked. Jensen nodded, still struggling for breath.
Among other things.
Jared frowned.
But that's so boring. I said among other things.
If you make some lame joke about how your dick is an erogenous zone, I may have to punch you. Jensen shook his head.
Nuh-uh.
He stroked a finger down the column of his throat.
Here, too.
Jared's gaze darted back and forth between Jensen's neck and Jensen's eyes.
I can work with that.
Yeah?
Yeah.
Jared gathered him close again, slid his hands up along Jensen's spine, to which Jensen did his full-body arch again, panting through his lips, and brushed his mouth experimentally along Jensen's jugular. Jensen moved his head back to allow better access, and Jared kissed along the skin, nipping softly and nuzzling against him, and Jensen moaned quietly, but it wasn't enough. Jared exposed his teeth, gently scraping the edges along Jensen's neck, and he got the response he was after. Jensen's body tightened all over, and his moan intensified, ripped out of him like he couldn't stop it. Jared sniggered against the dip at the base of his throat.
Jensen Ackles has a vampire kink. Who knew?
Do not, Jensen muttered indignantly, sliding his hands up underneath Jared's t-shirt and touching them to his belly. Jared groaned and lurched forward, kissing Jensen hard and rolling them again until Jensen was lying over him. There, he breathed through the pleasure burning in the pit of his stomach and enjoyed the way Jensen pressed down against him as he ran his hands over Jensen's spine, squeezing at the lines of muscle. Jared bent one of his knees along Jensen's hip and gasped when Jensen slotted between his legs. Jared wrenched his mouth away to breathe, frustrated.
Stop, Jared panted. What?
Jensen replied, sliding his hand up further beneath Jared's shirt. Jared stilled his hand.
We need to stop.
What?
This kissing thing was a stupid idea.
It was your idea, and you practically jumped me. Jared rubbed his hands over his face, sighing.
What are we even doing?
Jensen's head twitched, like something between a double take and a head shake.
Making out? You were into it 5 seconds ago.
I'm going to fucking burst soon if I don't calm the fuck down, Jared said.
What do you want, then? Want me to stick my hand down your pants?
Jared scowled.
Dude.
No, seriously. You want me to get you off? I'll get you off, Jensen said, huffing down into his face.
Say the word and I'll do it.
You can't be serious. Jensen nodded.
Try me.
Jared frowned, skeptical.
No. Then quit complaining. I'm in the same position here. Do you hear me bitching?
Jared slapped his hands over his eyes.
I can't figure out what's weirder, the fact that we're discussing having a physical relationship, or the fact that we're willing to.
Jensen rose up onto his elbows, hovering over Jared while he counted on his fingers.
Dude, I've got it covered. One, we're married. Two, we've already done this before. Three, you want it. Four, I want it.
Five, the time for awkward was over when you started giving me crap about molesting you, which, by the way, I totally love, so keep doing it. Jared ignored Jensen's sarcasm and mumbled,
But we were drunk last time. Is that what the problem is? Need Jose to give you some courage?
Jared began, scratching nervously at his scalp.
Aren't you, you know, scared?
Jensen looked him in the eye.
Terrified.
Then how are we supposed to do this?
If this is something we can get through, something we can do together, don't you think it's worth trying? 4 months ago, if you'd told me I would marry you and be here now, wanting to get all orgasmic with you, I would have laughed in your face. But here we are, Jensen said, shrugging and throwing his palms up.
I just think it shouldn't be entirely ruled out. Straight men or not, we're in a gay marriage.
So you're saying we should gay it up?
Jensen snorted.
Hell no. Sex is sex, man. I'm just saying, if we can manage it, well, it'll make being with you for the rest of my life sort of easier, you know? I mean, I love you, man, but I, for one, do not want to spend the rest of my life sexually frustrated.
Don't you want to get laid? Even the teeniest bit? Jared thought for a moment.
Yeah, I guess. Some enthusiasm, Jared. I don't know how good I could be at pleasing you, but I'm willing to learn how. Get dick happy, for the love of all things, please. If not for your sake, then mine.
Jared gazed at him, enjoying the comfort of Jensen's stomach expanding against his own as he breathed. He flattened a tuft of hair against the side of Jensen's head.
Will it make you happy?
Jensen nodded.
Yes.
What if we try and we can't? What if it gets too weird?
We'll work through it, Jensen replied. And if we honestly can't, then that's fine too. We're just trying.
2 weeks ago, the idea of kissing had us freaked. Now look at us. We're pros.
Thanks to me, Jared pointed out.
Jensen rolled his eyes.
Yeah, okay. Thanks to you.
Jared released the lip he had caught between his teeth.
Okay. We'll try.
Yes, Jensen hooted, smothering Jared with a kiss. Jared gently pushed him away.
Not now.
Not now, Jensen said, his face in the midst of a pout.
Not now. I'm tired. Bedtime, Jared replied, extracting himself out from under his husband.
Well, when?
I don't know, Jared said as he crawled under the blankets.
Soon. Jensen sat back, stunned and scowling.
You're mean.
Jared switched his bedside lamp off, chuckling as he did so. He peered over at Jensen when he hadn't moved from his crouch on the bed.
Tomorrow?
Promise?
Yeah, why not? Jared said, shifting his head around on his pillow until he was comfortable.
Think you can hold out until then, cowboy? Jensen moved to climb onto the bed, muttering to himself.
It's like trying to get to first base with Susie Clement all over again.
Comparing me to one of your exes is a surefire way of never getting off again, Jared said.
Right, Jensen replied, flopping heavily onto his back. Sorry.
Jared grinned gleefully to the sound of Jensen's suffering sigh, settling in to sleep.